The Buffer Girls, written by Margaret Dickinson, read by Anne Dover. Emily Ryan stood with her hands on her hips, her curly blonde hair flying free, wild and untamed, and her blue eyes icy with temper. She was tall and slim, with a figure that had all the young men eyeing her longingly as she strode through her young life. Her lovely face, with its perfectly shaped nose and strong chin, was the epitome of determination. Nothing and no one would stop Emily Ryan doing exactly what she wanted with her life, except maybe one person, her mother, Martha. "I'm deadly serious," Martha said firmly, folding her arms across her ample bosom. She knew she had a battle royal on her hands as she faced her daughter. Emily resembled her mother, but the older woman's hair was now grey and drawn back into a bun, and her once lithe figure had thickened with age and childbearing. Her face was lined with the anxieties life had brought her. Her eyes were still bright, but they turned cold when she was angry, and she was ready now. Battle lines were being drawn, but Martha knew she would win in the end. She always did.
"But this is our home. You can't take us away from all this."
Emily swept her arm in a wide arc to encompass the small, friendly Derbyshire village where they lived and the surrounding fields and hills.
"It's Dad's life. He was born here in this cottage. His parents and grandparents are buried in the churchyard. You can't drag him to live in a city."
She spat out the word.
"He'd hate it, especially now."
Her voice dropped as she thought about her beloved father, sitting huddled by the kitchen range where he now sat every day, so cruelly maimed by the Great War that he could no longer work. He'd been the village candlemaker, working in the front room of their cottage and supplying the local village shop and several others in the district, and he'd always served those who came knocking on the front door. It had earned him a modest income, and the family had been content until the war had come and taken away the tall, strong man with a ready smile and a gentle manner. Now he was unbearably thin, his shoulders hunched. His hands shook uncontrollably, and any exertion left him gasping for breath. His two children, Emily and Josh, had taken on the work and were trying to keep his small cottage industry going, but it wasn't the same without their talented father at the helm.
"He'd no need to volunteer," Martha said quietly,
her thoughts still on the carnage that had robbed her of the man Walter had been.